time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the gallant few who work in government offices and to the many others who simply spend their time there. In General Assistance Department, they're as busy as ever. Indeed, Richard Lamb has his back to the wall and is really up against it.
Make a mark on the wall where my head reaches, Mildred. I want to see if I'm as tall as I was yesterday.
Pardon?
I'm keeping a check on my height.
Oh, all right, Mr. Lamb. There.
Good girl. Thank you. Now, let me see. Great Scott, I've grown another foot.
Oh, that'll be awkward when you want to buy some new shoes.
No. In height, Mildred, look, that mark is 12 inches higher than yesterday's. Now, why? Well, for one thing, I'm wearing thicker socks today. My hair's probably grown a little.
Yeah, and then there's those telephone directories you're standing on.
What? Oh, so I am, silly me.
I don't know why you're so worried about your height lately.
Well, I weighed myself the other day, you see, and according to the chart on the machine, for my weight, I should be 12 foot 7. Yeah. I was so astonished I almost dropped the bag of cement I was carrying.
A bag of cement?
Yes, I was going to repair the concrete gnome in the garden. You see, I backed my bicycle into it.
I see.
Mrs. Bratby insisted. I don't much care for it myself. It's ugly and hunched up and weather-beaten with an evil little face. I've never seen anything like it.
Morning, Jewel.
Morning, Mildred.
Oh, I don't know, though. Morning, Juan. Have a nice weekend.
Busy, you know.
Good.
Yes, had the vicar and his wife round yesterday. They pointed out I had green fly on the roses. So I sprayed them with insecticide.
That'll teach them not to criticize.
No, too. Yes. He's a keen horticulturist, the vicar.
Oh, is he?
Yes, a great believer in conservatories.
My dad says religion and politics shouldn't mix.
Yes, well, that's an interesting observation, Mildred, yes. Is your father a gardener?
No. The only thing he's ever had under glass is a beer mat. Well, I'll go make some tea.
Good, yes. Well, looks like being a quiet week for us, too, isn't it?
Yes.
The way things are, I doubt if even Sir Gregory could find us any work.
Yes, I'll eat my hat if he does.
General Assistance Department? Stand by, too. You could be having boiled bowla for lunch. Hello, Sir Gregory.
I just heard from the Civil Service Museum, Lennox Brown. They want you and Lamb.
I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory.
So don't worry, they don't want you as exhibits. Yet. Not till they start a Chamber of Horrors.
Oh, that's very droll, Sir Gregory.
Then why didn't I hear you laughing? Eh? We're all better for a spot of humor, as I told old Pratt when I sacked him.
Oh, yes.
Yes, well, that's enough fun for today. The Civil Service Museum wants you and Lamb to go around there and make a thorough inventory. So get on with it.
Sir Gregory's rather off today, too.
Ah, yes, it's the 15th. He'll have just got his samples from the Customs and Excise Wine Confiscation Club.
Well, he wants us to do an inventory at the Civil Service Museum. Mildred had better come too and bring a paper and pencil. One pen, quill, in glass case, dated 1775, ministry clerk for the use of.
Right.
Just think, they've kept this here for nearly 200 years.
I can't see the point, myself.
It's history, Mildred. History, you see. Tracing the civil service back through the earth. I mean, just look at this. Only a yellow scrap of paper. But it's part of our heritage.
I don't think so, Juan. That's a chewing gum wrapper somebody's dropped.
Yes, well, this then. The costume of a typical civil servant of 50 years ago. See how it's changed? I mean, nowadays we don't wear striped dress. Well, the jacket's a little bit on. That brolly isn't quite what... Oh, don't ask silly questions, Mildred.
This is interesting. Two very old office nameplates. Ministry of Social Security and Civil Service Stationery Office.
Right.
One Georgian electric typewriter.
Yes, I think we'll query that, too.
I'm not happy about its authenticity.
I see what you mean. Looks more like early Victorian to me.
Here, look at this in a glass case. An old mildewed bowler hat.
Ah, yes. Now, this is of special interest, Mildred.
Really?
Yes, it's part of our department's history. That hat belonged to my great-grandfather.
No.
Yes, he worked for General Assistance Department nearly 100 years ago.
Did he really?
Oh, yes, and so did mine. They worked together, you know, just like we do now.
But why has this hat got three little holes in it?
Ah, funny you should ask that. It's rather an interesting story.
Oh, no.
Yes, it all started in 1870.
I'm sorry I asked.
Our great-grandfathers had been sent over to America to do a little job. In Dodge City, I think it was.
Yes, they were on their way back, traveling through the West in a stagecoach. Are you sitting comfortably, Mildred? I don't like it here, one. That town was quite unruly. Horses galloping on the pavement, people firing guns. No wonder they call it Dodge City.
Still, when they have a civic problem, they've got the good sense to call in experts from England.
Yes. The marshal told me we'd completely solved their refuse disposal worries. He said from now on, whenever they think of rubbish, they'll think of us.
Very kind.
Of course they like us.
Well, all it needed was dustbins on every corner, regular sweeping.
And those little notices saying people leaving litter will be shot.
Nice chap, that marshal. Yes. What was his name?
Earp.
I wish you'd put your hand to your mouth when you do that. Oh, I see. Look through the back window. What's that coming up behind?
Good heavens. Looks like a lot of feather dusters on horseback. They're getting nearer.
So they are.
Who?
They must be those Indians we've been warned about. We'll have to be careful, too. They'll probably try and sell us beaded blankets as souvenirs.
Oh, you're right, one. Look, a sample arrow. But there's no price tag on it.
Leave it there, too. The legal position is quite clear. You're not required to return unsolicited goods.
Those Indians do seem anxious to catch up with us. By Jove, look, over there. Isn't that the U.S. cavalry coming over the hill?
My word, so it is. Yes, it's quite exciting. They're chasing after the Indians. Very keen to buy some blankets, I expect.
They do keep on the go here, don't they?
Quite, yes. Oh, but I'll be glad to get home, too.
So will I.
Can't be long now before we reach Tombstone Gulch. That's where we change coaches, I believe.
Well, here we are, one. Tombstone Gulch.
Yes. Well done, driver. What time does our coach leave for Kansas City?
Well, let's see now. It leaves about noon.
Oh, good. Not long to wait. We're going to pick up the railroad there, you see.
Yeah, but it leaves about noon. In 3 weeks' time.
3 weeks? Oh, dear. What, do you mean we're stuck here for 3 weeks?
Yeah, me too. I'm hanging around to pick up the incoming passengers.
Yes, but 3 weeks? Just look at this place. It's only a handful of broken-down buildings.
Yeah, it's a one-horse town, all right.
Not judging by the state of the street, it isn't.
Well, what on earth is the local hotel like?
Well, there is a couple of stories, but they ain't neither of them fit for repeating. Still, it's the only hotel in town.
Well, then it'll have to do, that's all. Come along, too.
Well, at least we've got bed and board, one. I'm sitting on the bed and I'm bored already. What's that rotten hotel?
Yes, it's not a very salubrious establishment. Take the bedroom door, for instance. I mean, there ought to be one.
Look at this sign on the wall. No revolvers allowed in room.
Personally, I didn't intend to revolve, did you two? And it always makes me dizzy, you know.
Well, if you ask me, the West is pretty barbaric generally.
Oh, well, of course, I mean, they haven't the benefits of culture and refinement.
Those things that raise man above his primitive origins. I say, perhaps we could teach them.
Yes, why not too? You have brought your cricket kit, have you?
Of course I have. That ball stumps.
I wonder if they'll have the temperament for cricket. Old Rudge hasn't the temperament, you know.
You mean old Rudge at the Hansom Cab Licensing Office?
Yes. I started him playing in St. James's Park. He lashed out at the first ball and got a duck.
Did he really?
Yeah, we had it for lunch afterwards. Rather tasty.
Well, if we're stuck in Tombstone Gulch for 3 weeks, I'm going to have a jolly good shot at teaching these Westerners cricket.
Yeah, you'll be lucky to have a coach of your caliber, too. My word. Vice-captain of the Civil Service, odd fellows.
Yes. When they hear what I've done at cricket, they ought to be pretty keen.
Yes. Well, come on, let's have a wash and brush up, and then we'll stroll over to the Silver Dollar Saloon for a nice pot of tea.
Mr. Worthington, how's the banking business?
Hi, Gabby. The banking business is okay, long as Wells Fargo keep getting through with the gold. Here, have a drink. You just brought the stagecoach in from Dodge City.
Well, thanks, Mr. Worthington. I've got a throat like a mess of sagebrush.
Gabby, I'm a hankering to send my daughter to Dodge to stay with her Aunt Carrie. Can you take her when you go back?
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mr. Worthington. It ain't safe. What with the Indian attacks and them outlaws up Cripple Creek?
Well, won't be safe here, Gabby. The sheriff's checked in his badge and left town.
He did?
Yep. He heard the Spinner brothers got out of jail this morning. They're headed this way.
The Spinners? Mike and Clancy?
Yep.
Well, they're killers. I hear tell they trade in their guns every month to make room for more notches.
Well, it seems they're sworn to kill the sheriff of this town, whoever he is.
Yeah, so no one will take the job, eh?
Nope. Don't reckon we'll find anyone to stand up to the Spinners.
Say, two strangers rode in on my stage. Look like dudes, but I've got a feeling they're pretty fast with a gun.
Yeah? How so?
Well, I heard them talking. Seems they've been working with Wyatt Earp, cleaning up Dodge City. Say, here they come now.
Yeah. Black derby hats, stiff collars, striped pants, umbrellas. Well, they must be good with a gun to risk walking around like that.
Oh, well, here we are, too. We'll get refreshments here, all right. Ah, here's our cabbie, Gabby. Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, howdy, gents. I'd like you to meet some friends. The barman's name is Tex. He's from Texas, and this here is Mr. Worthington.
Call me Harry.
Harry! Ah, you come from Arizona.
And this here lady coming over is Millie. She runs this saloon.
Hi there, boys. What's your pleasure?
I say, steady on.
She means to drink, too.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'll have a cup of weak milky tea, please.
Weak milky tea?
Certainly, I assume no objection at all.
Oh, no, indeed not, no, sir, no. Weak milky tea all round, Tex.
You staying long in Tombstone Gulch?
Just 3 weeks, just time to show the locals a thing or two.
What sort of thing?
You know, hold on there, Millie, I've heard about these still. Gentlemen, they tell me you're pretty good shots.
Eh?
Cricket.
Oh, my word. Our reputation's traveled ahead of us, has it? Have you heard how I got 6 3 times in an hour?
No.
You were splendid that afternoon, too. Putting them away all over the place. Lovely, easy wrist movement. Seemed to have all the time in the world.
They were crowding me to start with, but all their men finished up deep in the field.
Oh, I hit a few myself that day, you know. 32 or 33?
33?
Oh, well, nothing like my partner's score, of course.
See, I told you they was good.
You're a pretty cold-blooded stranger. Do you reckon you could stand up to Mike and Clancy?
Mike and Clancy?
The Spinners.
Oh, Spinners, don't worry me. I can make mincemeat of them.
My partner looks forward to going out against the Spinners, don't you, too?
Yeah.
Oh, myself, of course. You know, I prefer something a bit faster.
Hey, did you hear that, folks? Say, you're just the man we're looking for.
Go on, off with the job, Mr. Worthington. Sheriff and deputy.
Sheriff? Deputy? But, I mean, you know nothing about us.
What you just told us is enough.
Yeah.
What do you think, man? We could clean up this place like we did Dodge City.
Oh, yes, I know, but... No. Oh, no, we couldn't possibly. No. It's quite out of the question. Well, how do I look, too, eh? Eh? How do I look? Does the Tin Star suit me?
Rather. Oh, just think, sheriff and deputy. It's all rather fun, isn't it?
Yes, well, the locals seem to like us. I mean, they asked me where you came from so they could give you a nickname.
So, what do they call me?
The Surbiton Kid.
Oh, I like that. What do they call you?
Hopalong Lennox Brown.
Jolly good. I like these Western clothes, too. Except for the earrings. They're a bit uncomfortable.
Earrings? Oh, they're spurs, too. And that holster on your belt, why have you stuck your brolly in it?
Look, isn't that what it's for?
Actually, no. Still, I mean, yeah, come on, let's see how quick you can draw.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, ready? Right. Ready, steady, go.
Right. One, two, there. Oh. How's that?
That's not fast enough. A sudden shower, you'd get quite wet.
Let's have a look round our new office. I say, you can see why we got the job. The town's terribly short of staff.
Short of staff?
Yeah, look. All those posters. Men wanted.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see they're willing to pay $20,000 for a hold-up man. See, very good wages.
I wonder what he'd have to hold up. Must be something very heavy.
Oh, well, here's my gun belt hanging over the chair. I'll have to take this with me everywhere.
Oh, yes. In case you want to sit down.
Yes. No, not the chair, the gun. I do as you'd think, too. Right. And don't stand about. There's work to be done.
Hi there, Sheriff. I hear tell there's trouble on the ranches. What are you going to do about the lazy bee?
I just told him to stop standing about and get on with it.
No, I mean Big Pete Gregg's place.
Big Pete Gregg?
Yes, biggest rancher in this here territory. Tall, wiry fellow with a big mustache. He's worried about all the rustling.
Then why doesn't he shave off his big mustache?
You know, likewise, there's going to be a showdown at the Golden Garter Gambling Hall. Bert Fisher's dealing off the bottom of the deck again.
You think there's going to be a brawl at the Golden Garter?
Yep. Of course, folks, there is always a mite unruly.
I looked in there earlier. Why do they have all that firewood stacked against the wall?
That ain't firewood, mister. That's yesterday's furniture. Yes, then there's a spot of bother at Sam's Doss House. Two fellas were shot, and there's a lynch mob looking for Sam.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we'll attend to all these minor matters in due course. We have to get our paperwork sorted out first.
Yes, well, I just figured you ought to know, Sheriff. Well, I'm heading over to the saloon to see you around.
Good heavens, did you hear that, too? This is one outrage that can't wait.
Quite right, one. Imagine, the saloon still open at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, if I'm sheriff of this town, there'll be proper licensing laws, and they'll be properly observed. Oh, my word, yes. In fact, there's going to be quite a few changes around here.
Close the saloon at 10:30 every night?
Well, not exactly, no. 10:30 weekdays, but on Sundays, 10 o'clock.
What?
Yes, as a concession, you can allow them 5 minutes drinking up time.
And no singing, no dancing, and that stage show of yours will have to be censored.
What, you mean my can-can girl?
Exactly. From now on, they can't count.
Well, the men will never stand for it.
Oh, they'll have to stand for a lot more before we finish.
I can't do what with my horse?
You can't park it on this side of the street between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. On even dates.
Otherwise, it'll be towed away, and it'll cost you $2 to get it out of the horse pound.
Well, where can I park it, then?
You can use an authorized hitching post by inserting 25 cents in the little slot at the top.
Which gives you 15 minutes parking time.
And another thing, I watched you ride up. You didn't give a proper hand signal.
How's that again?
When turning left, you should stick your arm out and waggle it round and round. Round and round and round. Go on, you explain in 2 and 2, will you? I've got to go and stop the storekeeper from selling beans on a Sunday.
Right, everyone. Now then, Mr. Cowboy, I'll test your knowledge of our new regulations. We call it the Code of the West.
Now, look here, deputy.
When slowing down at a humpback bridge, what hand signal do you make? That is not the correct hand signal. Being offensive will get you nowhere.
Look, I ain't standing for this, mister. You don't scare me. I don't believe you're as fast as they say.
I beg your pardon?
This town ain't big enough for both of us.
Oh, that's a bit tricky. We can't expand without planning permission.
Go for your gun, mister.
I don't have to. I've got it with me.
I'm counting to three, then I'm going to draw.
I say steady on.
1, 2, 3.
Never
never saw nothing like it, Millie. That Deputy Lamb sure is mean as a rattler's kiss.
I know, I saw it. He kind of tripped over his own feet and fumbled with his gun as he fell.
Yeah, he's so sure of himself, he had it in the holster upside down.
He didn't even bother to draw or just fired. Hit the blacksmith's sign, ricocheted off the horse trough, and shot that cowboy's hat off.
Yes, Carson sure left town in a hurry. Fanciest piece of shooting I ever did see.
Ain't no one gonna doubt their top man with a gun again.
Yeah, they'd better be. These new laws is getting the townsfolk plumb aggravated.
Fellow citizens, I've called this meeting because I understand there are some complaints about the lawman I appointed.
Yeah, they want my stagecoach to have something called a 3-year test. Now, how can it take that long to look over a stagecoach?
And what about all this form filling? The men even have to fill in a form before they can have a gunfight.
Yeah, she's right. Now, look at this. State location of gunfight. Have you had a gunfight before? If so, state where the mortally wounded.
Certainly, if no one's willing to stand up to them.
And that's not surprising, considering their reputation with a gun. Now, have you forgotten why we gave them the job? There's no one else could take on the Spinner brothers.
Yes, I guess you're right, Mr. Worthington. Them Spinner brothers is real ornery killers, and they're due in town tomorrow.
Morning, Matt. I say, I saw a funny sight just now.
Oh, really?
Yes, a chap ran out of the saloon, leapt high in the air, and did the splits in the high street.
Why on earth did he do that?
He didn't notice, you see, we towed his horse away.
Ah, yes.
Any work in?
Yes. I'm a little perturbed about the local Indian tribe. They've been sending up smoke signals, and you know what that means.
Good heavens, yes. They're ignoring our order to make this a smokeless zone.
Yes, we may have to speak to them sharply. Furthermore, they don't keep their animals under control.
No. Everywhere you look, the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
Yes, time they heard a discouraging word. Yes, we'll ride out there tomorrow.
I'd rather not ride out, actually. I'm not much of a horseman.
Oh, nonsense, too. Good gracious, Doc Halliday was quite impressed with our exhibition of trick riding yesterday.
Oh, that, yes.
Yes, swinging under the horse's belly at full gallop. Twisted round, the face backwards.
Well, I didn't really plan it that way. The saddle slipped.
And that final bit of bravado when your brace is caught in the blacksmith's sign. You've catapulted yourself into the horse shop. Yes. All very impressive.
I'd rather not talk about that.
Morning, Sheriff. Deputy, I filled in this form about the stagecoach like you asked.
Ah, good man. Well, let's see what we've got here, then. 2-door, 7-seater commercial vehicle, 4-horsepower. I assume you're fully insured?
Yep.
Good. Real transport has to be insured, you know. All wagons must be covered.
Yet I had them seat belts fitted.
Splendid. I'll just nip out and check that they comply with regulations. Shan't be long.
Well, town seems very quiet this morning, don't it?
Yes, most of the townsfolk is a-carrying behind closed doors, waiting for the big gunfight.
Gunfight? Oh, I had no notification form. It's most irregular. Who is the party of the first part?
Mike and Clancy Spinner, real killers, are both deadly with a gun, and they're due in town any time now.
Ah, a multiple gunfight. Hmm. Well, I'd better fill in the details. Now then, time of gunfight? The high noon, I suppose. Yes. Seems a popular choice for this sort of thing.
Yep.
Yes. Now, who are these killers gunfighting with?
Well, the sheriff, of course.
And then, yes, the sheriff.
That's me.